KTAR News Eyes on Education, a special news series.
The Helios Education Foundation reports 1 in 5 elementary and junior high students in Arizona were chronically absent in 2021. The pandemic played a major role, but it goes beyond that.
I think we have to both think about what are the barriers that keep kids from getting to school and what is it that pulls kids to be in school.
Hetty Chang is with Attendance Works, a nonprofit trying to improve school attendance. She says some of the barriers are chronic illness, lack of transportation, unstable housing, and
what's happening in school? You're being bullied. The learning is actually, it's not the right placement. So you're feeling embarrassed. You're feeling behind. You don't even want to go to school.
She adds, if students don't feel connected or a sense of belonging at school, chances are they won't attend.
We have to actually help everyone understand how school is important to the well-being of kids, both academics, but connections to peers, socialization.
Chronically absent students are more likely to drop out of high school, not go on to college, and have limited career options. Michael Arachetta of Buckeye is well aware of this.
If a child doesn't go to school, they're not going to learn.
He and his wife, Emilia, stress to their 3 kids it's important to get an education.
In order to do that, you have to show up every day to school, every day.
And it's working. Their 14-year-old son wouldn't miss school even after a medical procedure prevented his parents from being able to take him for 2 weeks.
He said, well, Mom, Dad, I could ride my bike. And you have to understand, we live 15 miles away from the school.
The teen got a ride to his grandmother's house and took the bus from there.
That's how important school is to him.
Griselda Satino, KTAR News.